Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and if you want to join us here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. To kick off the third hour of this live Saturday episode of the program, the number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass.
Coming up, Peakless, you're going to be telling us more about a study that some people might find shocking. That
I certainly did.
Young people, specifically children, infants, very young children, are being tested or were tested in a study that found that their IQs, those that were born during the so-called pandemic, are shockingly low compared to previous iterations of children. We'll tell you more about that coming up here, but we got to go to your phone calls and thoughts first. We'll start with Juanita, listening in New Mexico to Albuquerque's Kiva on the FM band. Go ahead, Juanita.
Oh, hi. Well, on your IQ baby report that you just put on there, I guess I'm just afraid that this is going to encourage even more abortions. You know, in New Mexico, the Curtis Boyd Clinic, Curtis Boyd himself has killed over 100,000 babies up to 38 weeks. And everybody comes, like, from Texas and Alabama and California because it's not legal there. And two of their docs just got caught using experimental drugs so that they could increase the volume.
It seems a bit of a jump to me, though, Juanita, to think that, you know, a baby's IQ being lower is going to result in somebody, that's going to be the final straw that somebody is going to use to decide to have an abortion. That seems like a bit of a jump.
Yeah, and the solution here is not abortion. The solution here is to not fear. I mean, honestly, all of this comes from your cortisol levels. Your cortisol levels come from your fear response.
Yeah, but, you know, they use anything as an excuse. Everybody that comes to the abortion clinic says, my baby's sick, my baby is deformed, my baby is... And so now they can say, oh, my baby's going to have a low IQ.
Juanita, here's what I want to know. Look, abortion is a very controversial issue. I think even among libertarians, they disagree vehemently as far as... One thing you're never going to be able to get to is a point where all people agree as to when life begins. Because ultimately, there's going to be some people that say, well, the science says this, and then other people... People say this, and then they're never going to come to an agreement. We probably don't even agree if we were to hash it out on the show here as far as when, you know, these things begin and end. But here's what I guess what I want to know. I mean, obviously you're concerned about this issue. What is it that you would see as the ideal situation for abortion moving into the future? What is Juanita's wish? What would you like to see happen?
Oh, I would just like to see no abortion.
Okay, but okay. You know. Now, you can't just say that, right? Because people aren't going to listen to what you think. What do you want to see happen to make it so that there are no abortions in the future?
Well, the laws need to change. I mean,
I don't know
what else to say. I think that we need to respect the sanctity of life, you know. But, you know, I know that that's another argument with people.
What would that look like as far as the laws changing to, in your mind, respect the sanctity of life?
I think it should be the way that it was before, where abortion was illegal.
Well, so what you're saying is...
Let me ask a quick question. Wouldn't it be preferable if we could create a circumstance where people simply didn't seek that?
Seek abortion, you mean?
Yes. That's exactly what I mean.
Oh, exactly.
Right,
yeah,
right. No, that would be way better if we could create the circumstances. And we have plenty of data on this.
You're talking about doing something besides threatening them with violence?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Because that's what you're saying, Juanita. You want to threaten people with violence through the state, right, if they get an abortion?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Well, now, wait a minute. You said you want
the laws to change.
I'm sorry.
Okay, let me see if I can follow you. You said you want the laws to change to make abortion illegal. What normally happens when a thing is made illegal and someone tries to do it?
Well, you know, it wouldn't be 100,000 babies a year at one particular abortion.
Well, you didn't answer my question.
Well, and by laws, are you referring, when you say laws, Are you referring to the use of violence to stop something, or are you referring to something more like customs? Like, it's just not customary to do certain things.
No, I happen to be a Byzantine Catholic, and I value life, so, I don't want to argue with you about it.
Well, specifically, like...
I think it's wrong to kill. I don't know how mothers lost their instinct, to mother.
Well, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just asking you questions about what you believe. I want to make sure I'm clear on this.
And I definitely want to bolster the instinct of mothers toward life.
But see, the thing is, I don't think you can really claim to be in favor of life if you're threatening the lives of the people who want to engage in the abortion process. Because that's what happens when you make something illegal.
How does that threaten their life?
Here's the thing, Juanita. When you make something illegal, whether it be abortion or drugs or singing karaoke or whatever it is, when you make it illegal, you're telling men with guns, men and women with guns, calling themselves the police, that it's okay to go ahead and threaten violence against people who do the thing that you want to be illegal. And if they keep doing the thing that you want to be illegal and they don't stop doing it, those guns come out. And or clubs or tasers or whatever, and people start to get hurt and people start to get killed, and you create what's called prohibition. Do you know what that is?
Of course I do. There used to be like first trimester. Now there's up to 38 weeks. So I'm telling you, the laws just keep changing in their favor.
I think that's exactly the problem, is that we're looking at the laws rather than the customs. So, like, I don't drive on the right side of the road because the law says so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I drive on the right side of the road because that's what we do here. That is what is safe both for me and for everyone else. And because I care about my life and I care about the lives of others, it's not because they're going to... I mean, sure, they will use violence if they catch me doing it, but that's not why I drive on the right side of the road. And when you get down to like, first trimester is okay and third trimester is when you're getting into technicalities that really...
Exactly.
It would be much better to have community standards where, like, okay, in this community over here, if you are pregnant, you are not allowed to terminate that. And in this community over here,
or else what?
Or you are not, permitted to maintain your existence in that community.
You'll be thrown out of the community.
Yes, you'll be thrown out.
Okay, but you won't be killed.
No.
You won't be harmed. You'll be thrown in a cell.
No.
If you're removed from the community.
No one will rent to you.
Mm-hmm.
No one will sell you food. You will have no reputation. And honestly, people respond to that much more quickly than they respond to an ever-shifting system of laws.
That sounds like a better proposal to me. Juanita, what do you think about that?
Well, what I think about it is that, that God doesn't like it. And so, you can argue with me about that. But
God doesn't like what?
Well, I mean, wouldn't you...
He doesn't like the killing of the innocents.
Wouldn't you like to live in a town where everyone in that town believes that? And everyone in that town follows that belief in what God likes?
Well, I think we've just, I think the things that... things that were, bitter are now sweet, and things that were bad are now good.
Do you think the police are doing God's work when they smash people's heads against the pavement and throw them into cells?
No, I don't, but I think there are a lot of good policemen, too.
What do you think happens during Prohibition?
Well, people just kept drinking.
Oh, did they? So people kept drinking during Prohibition, but what happened when the police found them?
Well, I guess they arrested them. I don't know. They either arrested them or they bought liquor from them.
Do you think the police might have destroyed some property while they were at it, too?
Yeah.
Maybe they actually killed some people, too, shot some people?
Right, exactly.
Is that God's work?
You want a thing to be done, and making it illegal isn't the way to get a thing done.
It's not compassionate, that's for sure.
You want this to stop, obviously making a prohibition doesn't stop the thing.
It certainly doesn't.
Do you think abortion's wrong?
I
think that there need to be communities that can decide when life begins for that community.
Yeah, I think that's a good answer. Thank you, Juanita. I appreciate it. Even if I did think it was wrong, and I personally don't, if I did think it was wrong, I still wouldn't want to use violence against my neighbors who made a different choice with their own body. I don't think you make right by threatening somebody.
You have to realize that forcing your opinion on somebody else is wrong.
Try to use persuasion, okay? And I like Tiklis's suggestion of creating an intentional community, which has specific
rules. Where you have the same values.
And the incentives are correct.
Yeah. We're coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk live. You may dial toll free. You may dial in here. Almost said toll free. It's been a long time. 603-283-6160. There may be a toll, but I don't think most people care about it anymore. I don't think we have any fewer number of calls because we don't have a toll-free line here. It's been most of the year now since we've had that. And people are still participating. And I would say at about the same numbers as they used to. So thanks to everybody for calling in. 603-283-6160.
Sorry, we don't have a cooler number.
With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And the captain.
Yeah, but it's a 603 number, and that's a pretty good area code to have because it means New Hampshire.
It's a very good area code to be in.
I mean, you know, it's a geographic area that's, you know, arbitrarily laid down upon maps, so.
It is.
Okay,
but
it's a geographical area with a whole lot of libertarians.
Yeah, there's also an arbitrary decision to move libertarians to New Hampshire that, well, arguably was based on some evidence. But first, we go to your calls and thoughts here. Let's talk to Cliff. He's listening to Kiva on FM in New Mexico in Albuquerque. Go ahead, Cliff.
How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just want to make a comment about that last person about why abortion's kind of questionable.
Hmm.
You know, everybody's responsible for their own genetic material. You are, and I am, and everyone else is. Okay, and how to preserve it and take care of it. But when you have copulation with somebody, you take part of your genetic material and you mix it with somebody else's genetic material,
okay,
and it becomes a new life form. Okay, and that life form has rights. So that's, I'm going to just leave it there.
Okay.
Well, so
also,
the point of disagreement is when that becomes an independent life.
And when it has the rights. But regardless, Cliff, was that the reason you called tonight?
No, actually, I wanted to call about the reason why we were in Afghanistan. You know,
you were there?
A lot of, well, I wasn't there, but I...
Okay, I wasn't
neither
either.
Neither was I.
Oh, weird, me either.
Okay, so no one was actually on this show right now in Afghanistan. But what was the point you were trying to make? You mean the federal government?
Yeah, because, you know, we're trying to build that country to be a...
You are?
You were?
No, we in the
you
United
and who
States...
Else?
You mean the United States federal government was trying to build Afghanistan? Because they failed.
Okay, see, what happened is because Afghanistan doesn't have anything. The only thing they have is rare earth metals. Okay? And we want to be part of that.
They have people.
But, yeah, they have their people there, too. They have wars,
well,
too.
If somebody's got a thing that you want, so generally the thing to do is to offer to buy it from them.
Where you're doing business with them, you have contractors going over there with bulldozers, and you split up and give them infrastructure. Maybe they can come something evolved from it.
Yeah, that
but
sounds
now,
great. Let's give them infrastructure in exchange for their earth metals.
But
that,
the military is not required. Okay, but the military is not required for that equation. If I want to get earth metals or rare earth metals, I can just go and buy them, and then that's it. So why would the military need to be involved for that?
Well, people have to have borders.
Huh?
Okay, this is just the same principle about our borders now. Okay?
What's that have to do with Afghanistan?
Now. It has a lot to do with it. If it's the Taliban or Hamas or Caliphate want to come over here, it's easy for them
wait,
to come
wait, wait,
over
wait, wait.
They don't.
Come over here?
Yeah, if they
literally
want to.
Literally the other side
have to
of
go
the planet.
Any inoculation or inspection or anything?
Why would they be coming over here? There's no evidence whatsoever. It's been 20 years, and I don't think a single Taliban has set foot on American soil.
Well, can you prove that?
Can you prove they have?
I ask you first.
I can prove that he doesn't think that. I can prove that he has no evidence to believe that has happened.
Well, my dad can beat up your dad.
You're the one making the statement here, Cliff, that there's some big threat from the Taliban coming here, and I'm telling you, you have no evidence for it.
Well, I know that China and Russia are going to get together here. And
to do what?
And they're going to be looking at Afghanistan as a resource.
You think Russia's going to go back into Afghanistan?
Open a history book, Cliff. Afghanistan is where empires go to die.
You do know that Russia already tried that, right?
Unless you knew they had something, resources, because at first they never had any resources. You never thought of them as anything. But now
do you understand the Soviet Union died, basically, in Afghanistan?
Yeah, I know all about it.
Okay, what would make you think Russia would want to try that again?
Well,
you know, Russia's got a bunch of gold and money. They could just buy the rare earth minerals.
Like
right?
Yeah, of course, but they would probably help them with their infrastructure. With
also, too. You know, Russia and China don't get along so well these days.
Wait, how would a voluntary...
Oh, yeah.
They don't get along, huh?
I do think
when
that they have gotten
China,
along significantly worse since the fall of the USSR.
Okay. And I listen to a lot of frequency waves from Russia, okay?
Hey, Cliff.
We get along well.
Hey, Cliff.
We get along well.
Hey, Cliff.
You got to worry about Taiwan now.
Hey, Cliff.
Because Taiwan.
I am not worried about Taiwan, and neither should you be.
Cliff. Hey, Cliff, I have a question for you. How does...
Have a nice night.
Oh, he doesn't want to talk anymore.
Yeah. Well, okay.
What was the question?
The question was, how does a voluntary interaction, such as purchasing these rare earth metals that these folks in Afghanistan have access to and the ability to sell to, you know, whomever they wish, how does them profiting from that sale not create infrastructure for these people?
How, in fact, would having a military occupation create infrastructure for these people? I mean, look.
Well, we'll just make the military build infrastructure, because that apparently is what we do with the military.
Because that worked so well in New Orleans.
Because that's what the military is for, building stuff.
Except, no, it's not. The military is for destroying things. That's what they do best. They destroy people's lives. They destroy their property. They blow things up. And then they do a crap can job of, you know, fixing any of those problems. And as we've seen, if they decide to leave, they just leave in a hurry. And then they leave their so-called allies behind to die.
They do a great job of going in and screwing everybody. And then they do a poor job of pulling out.
Our real problem is that we haven't been sending our architects and engineers to destroy things. Because, I mean, if we're going to send our military to build things, and they're doing such a great job at that, then we should really send all of our architects and engineers to go destroy things, because that would be what they're good at.
Yeah. And it, you know, Cliff saying that Afghanistan has nothing. Only thing they have is rare earth minerals or whatever. I saw footage from Afghanistan today, from Kabul. People on the streets, they're selling things. Stores are open. Business is happening. There's people walking down the streets with no masks on.
Almost like it's a whole darn civilization there.
Yeah, there's actually people there living their lives, and they don't have a bunch of foreign occupiers walking down their streets, keeping them in fear. And I'm not saying the Taliban is going to be a walk in the park or anything like that, but it's more open now, apparently, than it was 2 weeks ago.
I just hope that they do what they used to do and shut down those opium fields.
Oh, the Taliban?
Yeah, they shut the opium fields. So right now, and it has been for a while, Afghanistan's responsible for like 90%+ of the world's opium production.
Well, that is one of the downsides to the Taliban, is they do ban drug use.
Well, I'll tell you, it would actually be better for them if they turned those fields into growing food, which America certainly did the exact opposite of that.
Well, the U.S. government troops were guarding the poppy fields.
Right. Yeah.
We continue here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And look, if you think it's such a great idea to invade a place like Afghanistan, then go ahead and raise some money voluntarily, hire a band of mercenaries, or lead it yourself, and you go and do it.
Yeah, you go and do it, Cliff.
Because I don't want to support it. And I'm not going to.
I'm not going into Afghanistan, and you shouldn't either.
We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Parts of New England are beginning to feel the effects of Hurricane Henri as the Category 1 storm nears the northeast coast. Hurricane warnings are in effect along Long Island to Montauk Point and for New Haven, Connecticut to west of Westport, Massachusetts, with storm surge warnings also issued for Long Island from Flushing to Chatham, Massachusetts, and for Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, and Block Island. Forecasters warning storm surges of 3 to 5 feet could affect all of those areas. The storm is expected to make landfall on Sunday evening. And defense officials are looking for alternative ways to get evacuees into Kabul's airport after ISIS threats on the airfield. NBC News reporting that officials are tracking threats from the terror group against the airport and the people trying to get there. The American Embassy in Afghanistan warned Americans in country on Saturday to stay away from Hamid Karzai International Airport because of potential threats just outside of the evacuation area. You're listening to USA Radio News. Hopes for a new, kindler, gentler Taliban are quickly fading in Afghanistan. Mike Fortier has more.
A woman who works for an international aid organization in Afghanistan is in hiding and in fear for her life since the Taliban took over her city in the north a week ago. She tells the BBC she has already seen signs of the Taliban's brutality, targeting a woman for her footwear.
They saw a woman who wears a sandal, the sandal without sock. They beat that woman and told her husband, "You are a bad man, that you are wife is not wearing the proper socks and maybe shoes. Even for that, they have beaten that woman."
She says the financial situation for many is desperate as banks are closed and people can't access their money to buy food. She adds she's too afraid to even try to get to the Kabul airport to evacuate. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition. The phones are open for you if you want to join us here. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can also call us on SIP, which almost no one ever does, but we do have one line dedicated for SIP users.
Yeah, it's different than Chug. It's SIP.
You can go to sip.freetalklive.com and get step-by-step instructions on how to call us through this pretty awesome internet calling method that'll make you sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It's a higher quality connection. That's sip.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Not Free Talk Live. I am all that is, yes. Free Talk Live. Sorry, Peakless Mountaineer. And I am Groot.
We will continue with your calls and thoughts here. Let's go to Jill. She is on the line in Virginia, listening on the radio in Richmond. Go ahead, Jill.
I heard you say something about doing IQ tests on children born during the pandemic. That would be within about the last year and a half.
Yeah.
How can you do an IQ test on a baby a year and a half old? Aside from what I've read, the IQ tests aren't very reliable anyhow.
Well, I don't know if, Peakless, did they ever give any explanation? We didn't get through the whole story. Do you know if they gave any explanation as to what the methodology was of these tests? How did they determine?
So I know that that's all in the paper that they reference. Science, which I haven't read. Mm-hmm. But so as far as IQ tests being not reliable, that is fundamentally false. So IQ tests are actually the most reliable testing that we have for any psychological attribute ever.
Well, what did they end up finding out in this particular study? Because you mentioned there was a tremendous drop in IQ, but I don't think you mentioned what that drop was. Do you have that data in front of you?
So I'm just going to go ahead and summarize. Mm-hmm. So your average Rhode Island kid from the 10 years previous to 2019, they have an IQ of about 103.5. And what they were measuring here is that they had a 27 to 37, so roughly a 32 IQ point drop. So you went from above average to, like, the lowest 2% of the population.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
So apparently there's something called the Bayley Scales of Infant Toddler Development. It's an assessment instrument designed to measure motor, cognitive, language, social, emotional, and adaptive behavior development in babies and young children.
Is that it?
So it's,
I just wonder what the heck it could be.
Yeah, it's not an IQ test per se, but it's closely related to it. Because obviously you can't give the same test you would give somebody, you know, who can, you know, fully grasp language and write and things like that to an infant. So instead they give them this other series of tests that measures them against other infants. And then from that they can deduce what the IQ might possibly be, or at least what the trend looks like.
So, okay, I did pull up the BMJ.com, which actually has apparently I believe this is actually the study itself here. And there's an excerpt, quote, "We do have some preliminary data that we're working on in a separate study using miniature recorders, which the infants wear on their chest, which measure the interaction between the caregiver and the child. And what we are seeing anecdotally is a significant depression in the number of words spoken to kids. And, as you can imagine, a massive increase in television exposure and a decline in meaningful conversations. Time spent engaged with a caregiver is way down." So you've got more, you know, whatever the excuse is here, whether it's due to them working from home or whatever, they're more stressed, or I don't know what the excuses are. It sounds like parents may not be spending as much time, or caregivers may not be spending as much time with their kids, and they're setting them in front of a television or in front of a, you know, an iPad or something like that instead.
And I get that this is not an easy thing to measure, and there's definitely a lot of follow-up work that is called for here, but I mean, you can tell pretty quickly, like, whether a kid is clever or slow.
Yeah, much to my surprise, this is from 1987 from the Washington Post. They're finding, to their great surprise, that tests given to infants in the first 6 months of life can predict their IQs at school age. So they're referencing what their IQ, they're predicting what their IQ might be based on the tests they're giving them in the first 6 months of life. So since 1987, this type of thing has been around, or at least 1987 anyway.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Jill?
Well, I was curious about what an IQ test on a baby consists of. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's continue here. Dana is on the line in Grand Rapids, Michigan, listening to WTKG. Go ahead, Dana.
Okay. Pardon me?
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. I just missed what you said, Ian. So you guys pushed back on Juanita and Cliff with the point that not everyone agrees when a child becomes, when the moment of life begins. So let me give you something from a scientific point of view, and then I'll just make a really quick one-sentence comment, a personal comment. The American College of Pediatricians say the predominance of human biological research confirms that human life, excuse me, begins at conception / fertilization. At fertilization, the human being emerges as a whole, genetically distinct, individuated, zygotic, living human organism, a member of the species Homo sapiens, needing only the proper environment to grow and develop. This is the last sentence. The difference between the individual in its adult state and in that zygotic state is one of form, not nature. Now, I'm going to make two comments.
I suspect one, other doctors disagree with them. Go ahead.
Former President Reagan said, how come everyone that's pro-abortion has already been born? And my comment is, God said he only gave us 10 commandments, so I'm going to guess every one of them are pretty damn important. One of them says, thou shalt not kill. If that zygote is an individual human being, genetically distinct, then you can't kill that, just like I couldn't kill any of you or you me.
So I think that where we all agree is that murder is wrong, and where we disagree yes. is where it becomes human, as opposed to where it is. Some people believe that a cellular life with a distinct genetic signature is not itself human. Now, since you bring up the Bible, first off, just real quick, there's actually over 600 commandments, not just 10, but since you bring up the Bible, it's actually worth mentioning that in the Bible they specifically state that the penalty for murder is death, whereas the penalty for causing a miscarriage is a fine. So in the legal system of the Old Testament, they made a distinction between a fully...
Because there's a difference between a living, breathing person and a zygote.
And breathing is actually the thing there. So not only does your physiology shift at your first breath, in the sense that the direction that your blood flows through your body goes in a completely opposite direction when you take that first breath.
I'm sorry.
There's also that Adam was dust until God breathed life into him.
I'm confused.
Metaphysically.
I'm confused.
Wait a minute. I don't disagree with what you said in that, but then the argument is murder would take place as the gestation period is moved further and further and further back. And the other thing I would make an argument to what you said, Mr. Mountaineer, is that in order for it to get to the ninth month, it has to fertilize. Then the first hour, then the first day.
No, no, breath. Breath is my cutoff, personally, and the cutoff of the Old Testament law.
And I'm not willing to commit murder or to put people in a cage over my beliefs about their babies. Are you?
Well, this is what I think Juanita was going with, and I don't suppose...
I know what Juanita was going with. She was going for prohibition, even though she didn't want to admit it. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
I'm just trying to figure out how Moses carried around 600 commandments.
603-283-6160. We got time for you if you want to join us here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live at 603-283-6160. You can bring...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volume volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of VantagePoint.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Bums are in here. Enough time for you. If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. Tonight it's Ian.
Beagle's Mountain.
And the Captain.
And it does go quick, doesn't it?
It does, Ben. Can we do a four-hour show? I'm just kidding.
So lots, of course, that we didn't get to talk about here tonight. I know, Captain, you wanted to tell us about this OnlyCoins thing, and maybe we can sneak that in here.
Well, you just said it, so basically they're going to rescue the OnlyFans thing. They're going to try and use cryptocurrency to supplant or, you know, anybody who was on OnlyFans that gets, you know, rejected because of the new policy. OnlyCoins is hoping they'll jump over to their platform.
For listeners that don't know, we mentioned this OnlyFans website a couple nights ago. They've, for a long time, been a place where people who want to sell porn, basically, or nude photos or whatever, go
to. Cam girls and stuff like that.
And they create their own little, you know, subscription service, basically. And that's how this company made their money. And now they're saying to porn producers they're not allowed to put their products on OnlyFans starting in October.
Well, and by porn producers, like, my mental image involves, like, large corporations usually in California.
I think these are in independents. These are individuals who might be making their own stuff and trying to, you know, make some money off of it. So apparently they're going to still allow nudity, but not sexual pornography kind of stuff. But all that said, you know, there's been a question of, the question I think that we didn't answer the other night, because I didn't know the answer. I had not looked deeply into this story. But apparently the reason why they are doing this new policy is because of payment processors.
Yes. Mm.
So people like PayPal and Visa and MasterCard came to
Operation
them and said,
Operation Choke Point strikes again.
Yeah, came to them and said, hey, look, you better cut it out with this porn stuff, or we're cutting you out.
Now, the guy in the article that I brought in that we're not going to read said, and I'm paraphrasing, because I agree with him, mm-hmm. that this is a huge opportunity for cryptocurrency. If you remember, yeah. what made the internet really take off?
Porn did.
Was porn.
Whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it or not, porn actually saved the internet. So
it's also been responsible for every development in video technology.
VHS. Yep. That's why VHS won the war, didn't it?
It's why DVD won the war. Yeah. It's why every single development.
So if pornography, or at least OnlyFans, some version of it, and cryptocurrency can get together for mutual benefit, if you will, for voluntary interactions amongst consenting people, then far out, solid, and right on. It is a huge opportunity for cryptocurrency. I hope it succeeds.
Well, and I think, to me, this is just another indication that while Visa and MasterCard are starting to adapt to the future of currency, they are starting to create cryptocurrency alternatives and to adapt their program to it. They're going by the wayside.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though. Alex is in Texas, in Fort Worth, listening online. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, you guys. Thank you so much for taking my phone call, and I apologize. This is kind of off topic.
Yeah, no worries. It's Free Talk Live. Open phones. Please, go ahead.
So I have three kids. One is 11 and 6 and 8. So I have tried homeschooling. I tried during the scamdemic, which I know is not considered really homeschooling. And I tried for about 6 months afterwards, last year, the beginning of last year, and they hated it. We tried several different programs. One of mine is kind of an introvert, so he was okay with it. But so my biggest struggle with, and I agree, I hate sending them to a public school. I don't agree with just about everything. I looked into co-ops here. I looked into just about anything I could think of to get them out of the house and interact. And I found it hard, and it's still hard here, unfortunately.
Well, just to clarify, is it difficult because the people out there are too afraid to actually get together with other people due to COVID, or was it something else?
It was both. They just didn't have groups. They didn't have, there wasn't any. There just isn't a whole lot of groups here that people want to.
Where are you?
Homeschooling group. She's in Texas.
In Texas.
Fort Worth.
That's surprising.
Yes.
Yeah, I am surprised by that.
And there was some, but it was like, one or 2 days a month or something. And I'm like, that's not going to work. My kids need to socialize. They need to be around other kids. And kids learn from other kids, younger or older.
That's true.
So I just found it really hard here. And it's so hard because as a parent, they learn differently with mom and dad than they do versus somebody else.
Absolutely.
So as much as I hate sending them to public school, we do the best we can. I read the Tuttle Twins to them. I educate them. I ask them as many questions as I can.
Yes.
What are they teaching you in school?
It's really hard to give up the, the government daycare. It really is. I know a lot of folks are who have tried. I have some personal friends who, during the lockdowns, they're like, okay, well, we're just homeschooling our kids. And then, they had a hard time of it, and they weren't able to connect with, they found some groups, but like you're saying, they, weren't on their schedule or whatnot. I know some people have found that and gone ahead and created a group that, met their needs. Or I know some other people who, and I don't know what your financial situation is, but they've outsourced that by hiring a private tutor, if you will. Now, this isn't somebody that, has like a full-scale business. It's more like somebody that they know in their family that is really good with the kids and is able to help them. And so they've hired them.
But that doesn't replace the need for kids to interact with other kids, right? Like a private tutor is a good
idea. I'm just talking about fulfilling the obligation of homeschooling.
But that's what you were looking for with these groups, right? You wanted your kids who were sociable to get out and socialize, right?
Right, yes. And the thing that sucks, too, is, then we have to pay for taxes for their school anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm paying.
Sure.
Well, we have to pay whatever they tell us to pay for whatever they decide that's for. So, I mean, if they trick you into thinking that you're paying for a specific thing and you better actually enjoy that mind-washing nonsense because you're paying for it, that's just a trick. The truth is, right, they will take whatever they want from you, and they will spend it on whatever they want. Now, they like to trick us into saying you're paying for a service when that's not what's going on at all. To your point, two things. Number one, yes, it is difficult to get a community, which is what we need. We need communities in order to raise our children together.
I can't believe that in a place as large as Fort Worth, Texas, that there aren't meaningfully sized or even small sized homeschool groups to get together with us.
I would try Freedom Cells. If I was trying to contact a homeschooling community in Texas, I would try Freedom Cells and see if someone there knows how to get you in touch with them. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, honestly, if it were me, I would move to New Hampshire because we have a very prominent...
ask if moving was, you know, off the table for her, but...
I stay at home, and our financial is good. My husband works a ton, so that's what brought us here. And it's mostly just getting it in him to move also. But it's hard when he's got, 10 years under his belt with a really good company, and at least we are doing... We're doing good financially.
Is that the kind of work that he can do from anywhere, or is that local specific?
It's railroad work.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, it's here. I do want to say there was some groups here. Now, there wasn't, like, it wasn't totally like there was nobody here. There were some groups here.
What was wrong with them?
It got... they just didn't want to meet very often, or it was not with our schedule at all. And so many people would tell me, I love working out. I love going to the gym. And they're like, don't give that up. Keep doing that. It'll give you more energy to homeschool and be with your kids. But then I would find out, oh my gosh, by the time that I get home, my kids are done learning. They want to learn, between the hours of like 7 a.m. and noon. And then by that time, especially for my little 6 and 8, they want to go play. They want to, and I love that. That's what I love about homeschooling. And they can learn from each other, but it was just, it didn't happen in the afternoon. And then it would be like day 4 and I didn't really do much with my kids other than read a few books, which is so good.
Well, a lot of people have had success with unschooling as well, which is where there's no actual curriculum and the kids decide for themselves. They direct their own learning. But
you still run into the problem with unschooling that, you need a community with other children. And again, you should really check out Freedom Cells. From what I understand, they've done a really good job with connecting a lot of people who are, questioning the control structures that we're under.
And Alex, can I put you on hold? Bonnie has requested to speak to you off the air, so if you don't mind, just hang on. We're going to get you picked up on that other line here in just a moment. Okay, so hang on. I think she's got some information for us. She's from Texas originally. Out of time for tonight. If you didn't get on the air with us, that's okay. We got a whole other show that we do Sunday nights, and you can join us. Are you on tomorrow? You're not? Okay. Some other folks will be hosting on Sunday
Aria
night.
And remotely Mark, I understand.
Okay, got it. So check that out tomorrow, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Check out Captain Kickass at lordkickass.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it.
Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with me.